queer or queer?
Yes, yeah, well, that'd sound better than silly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What?
Queer or queer or?
Well, I don't know, but I guess that's...
Do you use that word?
No, I don't.
You ever hear that?
No, nothing.
Okay, so someone who's real sure of his own ways and won't, makes up his mind and then nobody can make him change his mind. You say he's mighty.
Oh, well, he's sometimes in that can be different. It can be changed. They, you know, sometimes fellas mistake him.
Yeah.
And I don't believe him being too sure about anything, do you?
Yeah, but say, some people, you know, even if they're wrong, they won't admit it.
They're just too... I don't know. They just don't want to admit it that they're wrong.
You might tell them, oh, quit being so...
So bossy. I reckon a boss it that way. I reckon what you'd call it.
Yeah. Would you say stubborn or sot or mule?
Well, so set in his work, in his belief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say that he's...
Awfully independent.
Okay. Or you say, well, he doesn't want you to talk about that. He's still awfully... What about that? He's still
going to hold to his mind.
Huh?
Still are going to hold to what he believes.
Yeah. But say, if there's some subject that you can't talk to him about, because he'll get real mad all of a sudden, or get real upset, you say, when it comes to that subject, he's awfully...
Oh, tore up.
Okay.
Well, or...
Would you say
it, I wouldn't bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I don't know how you'd do that.
Would you say touchy or touches or...
Yeah, something like that, yes. He's awful touchy about what he's believing or somebody saying thing against it or something.
Yeah. If you say something against him, you say then he might get...
Mad.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just
hold on.
Or just keep.
Yeah.
Just what?
Just keep your temper.
Or keep calm.
Keep calm.
Okay. And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
Very tired.
Okay. And if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were...
Just very tired.
Or just completely...
Gave out.
Or completely
worried out.
Huh?
No, that wouldn't do.
So I'm just...
Just tired.
Or just
wore out.
Okay. Is that someone knocking?
Yeah.
Say, if someone had been well, and then you hear that they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that she...
Taken it.
Okay, or when was it that she...
Got sick. Got sick.
Okay.
Well.
And say if a person had gone outside and was in the rain and got all wet and came in and started sneezing and...
Taking a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he was...
I have tonsillitis.
Yeah, or he can't talk right. You say that he's a little bit...
It's hoarse.
Okay.